Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
Starting February the 1st, Ireland's deposit return scheme for plastic bottles and cans launches. Consumers pay a refundable deposit on bottles and cans with the return emblem. After consuming, return empty containers to participating stores for a reimbursement. Niamh Kelly, Head of Communications and Marketing at Return, emphasises the scheme's environmental benefits. She begins by outlining just how much recyclable material is currently recycled nationally.
Approximately just over 60% are recycled. So where people are, those 60%, it's wonderful, you have well over 30% that's not recycled. It either goes to landfill or, as we all know, we've seen it across our streets, rivers, when we go to the beach. So there are two aspects here for the people who are recycling. You know, that's wonderful and that's great. But the separate collection of these plastic bottles and cans is better because it's a higher quality of recycle when you separate it from the mixed dry recyclables, and it also prevents any cross-contamination. So that's why it's being done separately, and I suppose the ultimate goal really here is that we have EU recycling targets of 77% by 2025 and 90% by 2029. And really, you know, across Europe and about 40 other jurisdictions, this is a proven method to be very, very successful to increase the recycling rates.
Well, I can see why there's an incentive for the consumer to participate, because you're going to pay more for the can or the bottle. So therefore, it's in your own interest to get the cash back because you're already paying for your recycling. You know, so if you don't engage, then it's just going to cost you more.
It is, and I think that's one of the things that we say is that really the only consumer that loses out here are the consumers who don't bring back their plastic bottles and cans. I do appreciate that it's an extra effort. I know, as you said there a moment ago, that people are recycling and this is an extra effort. But what we've found is, let's say from recent research, is there's huge support for this among consumers and actually an awful lot of awareness of either they have heard of schemes abroad or they've visited other countries where schemes are in place. And there is really huge support for this because it just actually makes you value the resources that we have. That, you know, just as an example, your plastic bottle, your 500ml bottle, if you recycle that, you save enough energy to power a 60-watt bulb for 8 hours. And I think that's the sort of practical, you know, measurement of how we can say if you recycle, this is what it does. And every plastic bottle can be recycled up to 7 times, and aluminium cans can be recycled infinitely. So it's really about valuing the resources we have and also at the same time reducing litter and increasing our recycling rates.
Okay, so if people are on board, this scheme comes in from the 1st of February, but what cans and bottles can be reused like this and come under the scheme?
Very good question. I think we've had everything coming in from consumers even in the last month or two. To be clear, it's drinks containers. So let's say, be it alcohol or non-alcohol, from 150 mils right up to 3 litres. Anything with dairy is not included in the scheme. And glass bottles are not included in the scheme. And the reason glass bottles aren't included is that thankfully we are very, very good at recycling them. It's over 80% recycling at the moment, so there's no need to include them in the scheme. But it is drinks containers. So 150 mils to 3 litres, and you will see a little return logo on those plastic bottles and cans, and that's your indicator.
So the return logo is clear on any item that can get money back for sending it back in, basically.
Exactly, but you will pay a deposit on those plastic bottles and cans, and that is fully refundable when you return it to any participating store nationwide. You don't need to bring it back to the store to where you bought it.
So will it be clear on your receipt from the supermarket or from the store that you've paid this additional money?
Yes, it is in legislation that it has to be shown as a separate line item. So that, let's say, if you pay a euro for your drink, it should show underneath the equivalent deposit and that cost on it. But you don't need that receipt to bring it back to the shop, because the return logo will actually be read. If you bring it back to a reverse vending machine, it pops into the machine and the machine actually reads that barcode and recognises the bottle, and it has to be empty and undamaged, and it will issue you a voucher that then the retailer will pay you back, or it can be used against store purchase. And then there are a certain number of retailers who are taking back the bottles and cans over the counter, and they will look for that return logo. That validates it for them.
Here are some quick and easy recycling tips. Cut waste. Reduce, reuse and recycle. Small changes have a big impact on Earth's future. Bin it right. Sort, clean and recycle. Protect the planet, one smart disposal at a time. Trash detective. Investigate items. Recycle right. Solve the pollution puzzle and save planet Earth. Use the green thumb rule. Rethink, refuse and recycle. Nurture the planet with conscious choices.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Tune in at 9:50 a.m. next Friday on the Tommy Maron Show for a brand new episode. And to listen back to what we've covered so far, head over to midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.